It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. Recycling options vary for residents in northern Colorado cities. Fort Collins and Windsor, for example, offer a combination of city and private options, depending on the material. Greeley was forced to close its downtown recycling center in 2014 because of higher operating costs and a lack of participation. But that could change. Brad Mueller is the community development director for the city of Greeley. He says they sent out postcards to about a quarter of the households to gauge how much people would be willing to pay for better recycling.
We're right in the middle of getting that wrapped up and getting that data in. The early information that we've received is that the participation was high, and of course in any survey that's very critical.
Mueller is the community development director for Greeley. He says the city hasn't been the only community along the Front Range that struggled with higher recycling costs. He points to a drop in commodity prices because of a decrease in demand from China. That decrease has been linked to a slower economy. Fortune magazine says the price of bales of cardboard sold to China dropped by 24% between 2013 and 2014. David French is the facilities manager for the city of Windsor. He says the rise in commodity prices also tend to follow the price of oil.
When oil is high, the commodity prices seem to pay out better. And when oil is low, like it is now, commodities seem to follow that.
Higher commodity prices and a decrease in demand from China are not the only reason for the drop in prices for recycled goods. Brad Mueller says the demand and output of newspaper and fluctuations in the prices of recycled metal and glass are also a factor.
So it's really combined to be a perfect storm to create a challenge for having an actual market to sell these recyclables to. However, everybody recognizes the long-term sustainability need. So we know it's an ongoing need to tackle, and it just requires more creativity and more ingenuity as to how to meet all those needs.
When they get the data back from the survey, Mueller says they will look at different options to accommodate residents. That might include a proposal to open a new recycling center or working again with the private sector to find a solution. Until then, Greeley residents will have to continue to use privately owned Northern Colorado Disposal for pickup service and free drop-off. Glass isn't accepted. For KUNC, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.